Sammy Wynette, sort of a Southern spelling bee champion there, talking about divorce. And actually, fewer divorces become final in times of recession. It's actually true. Andrew Cherlin joins us now. He's a professor of sociology at Johns Hopkins University and the author of the new book, The Marriage Go-Round, The State of Marriage and the Family in America Today. And what motivates us to talk to him this morning is he has an op-ed in today's New York Times called Married with Bankruptcy. And Andrew, first of all, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Nice to be with you.
And, you know, it's an interesting statistic that economic hard times actually reduce the rate of divorce, but it's not necessarily good news. Explain.
Yeah, during the Great Depression, the divorce rate actually plunged during the first few years, but it wasn't because people were happier with their marriages during the Depression. It was, first of all, because they couldn't afford to get divorced. They couldn't afford to make it in two households. And I think that may happen again during the current recession. People who are having difficulties because they don't have a job won't necessarily get divorced at first because they can't support themselves. They can't sell their house to fund the divorce, and so they'll stay together.
What is the sort of economic hit that a divorce takes on a family in general?
What happens is that after somebody loses their job, at first family members pull together, just kind of the way they do after a hurricane or a flood. The morale is up, they try real hard, but after a while, if job losses continue, the person who's unemployed gets frustrated, his or her spouse gets irritated, the kids are in bad mood, and it can really make the family go downhill and can ruin the family to the extent that they won't be able to make it in the long term.
Now, what does the law say about this? Does the law favor staying together during economic hard times? Assets, family assets are declining in value, does the law assist in a separation or make it more difficult?
You know what the big thing is, which the government does, is not so much the laws, John, as giving some assistance. During the Depression, there was no unemployment insurance. There were no food stamps. What we have today is a government that is trying very hard to help families, and that may cause some families to be able to weather this problem for a while. But during the Depression, after those first few years, the divorce rate went back up as the recession got eased. And I think that may happen today. When times are better, we may see a backlog of unhappy families finally file for divorce.
Is there a way in which, and I don't think you necessarily deal with this explicitly in your op-ed, but is there a way for families to weather this emotionally as well as financially and maybe not get into a situation where as soon as the money comes back, it's like, I'm out of here?
I think the way is not to blame yourself for being out of a job, or not to blame your husband or wife for being out of a job. What happens often is that the husband thinks he's supposed to support his family, and so does everybody else. And if he loses his job, you know, he's not doing a good job as a husband. If his wife and children, or a woman's husband and children, can be supportive and realize it's not the person's fault, that could help.
Now, the issues, there are a lot of issues in family life that get affected by depression, fertility rates, actual use of contraceptives, those kinds of things. Is there a way of tracking, and obviously in the Depression it was a different time, but would you suspect that those things would fluctuate in times of recession?
Oh, they did. Even without modern contraception, the birth rate went down during the Depression because people couldn't afford to have kids. I think that's going to happen today. Whenever there's economic uncertainty, people say, we're not sure this is the right time to have a kid because we're not sure we can support a kid. So I would expect that the birth rate is, as we speak, going down because of insecurity about the future for raising a kid.
Now, you've already alluded to this to some extent, but you would expect, based on what happened during the Depression, that there would be a divorce spike and possibly, based on what you've just said, a mini baby boom if prosperity returns.
I think that's certainly true. People will postpone having kids now, but they'll try it in a year or two. So I think we're going to see the divorce rate go down, but not because people are happier. We're going to see the birth rate go down. And as things get better, we'll unfortunately have more jobs, we'll unfortunately have more divorce, but we'll also have more kids.
Finally, would you say that, you know, I mean, there's a lot of talk when consumer confidence goes down that sort of big ticket purchases get postponed, houses, cars, the decision to go into debt or not. Are those decisions actually more similar than we might think to these big kind of life decisions, getting a divorce, having a child?
Sure. People are afraid to take a big step. That big step could be a divorce. It could be getting a new car. It could be selling your house. people stay where they are. They're hesitant to move. They're hesitant to take big steps until things get better, and I'm sure we're seeing that today.
So inside the numbers, there are real family dramas going on as consumer confidence fluctuates in this time of recession, right, Andrew?
There are, and they're happening right now, and hopefully we'll be able to stop this recession before they get to the point where they ruin a lot of people's families.
Well, we'll talk to you if there is actually a prosperity divorce spike later on. The op-ed that Andrew Cherlin, professor of sociology at Johns Hopkins University, wrote in the New York Times today is called Married with Bankruptcy. He's the author of the new book, The Marriage Go-Round, The State of Marriage and the Family in America Today. Professor, thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome.